Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Bob Getty and Kelly Center. We're both back from our 4th of July celebrations in the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Going to be a good show for you today. We're scheduled to talk to Bobby Hofford in just a few minutes. He's the head baseball coach, of course, at William Carey University, and the all-time winningest baseball coach in Mississippi collegiate history. Also looking for Scott Berry today. Hope to have Coach Berry on the show, who is just announced is a new member of the American Baseball Coaches Association Hall of Fame, and certainly well-deserved by him. So we'll be getting to both of those interviews here in the next hour. Kelly, hadn't seen each other in a few days. Hope you had. I know you were in Georgia. I was in Alabama.
I was in Shulman Bluff, Georgia, which is between Savannah, Georgia, and the Florida, Georgia line down
Thank
there
you for calling.
By Brunswick, Georgia, and on the Sapelo River, and I mean everybody was driving around in golf carts, and I mean those beautiful trees with the hanging Spanish moss you know, had some country bands and hot dogs and ham. I mean, it was the traditional 4th of July. It was pretty cool.
I saw that all weekend. We spent Thursday, went over Thursday, took our grandchildren to the big fireworks show and pedaled. And hang on just a second here, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you guys had a good time. You went to Birmingham, too, I know, right?
And to the is this Coach Berry?
It is.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, Bob Getty and Kelly, we sure appreciate you coming on the show, sir.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, we were in the midst of talking about our 4th of July celebrations. I was over in Alabama. Kelly was in Georgia. Where did you enjoy the 4th, Coach?
Well, I was actually in lower Alabama. My wife and I went down to the Grand Resort and Hotel down there in Point Clear and stayed a few days. So, nice little getaway.
You know, Scott, tell me if you felt this, and Kelly, I want you to jump in here, too. I don't know that I've ever felt any more patriotic than I did over the weekend. 250 years, and Coach, I was telling Kelly that we were here, and then in Petal, and then we went over to visit with our daughter and her husband in Alabama, and just being around so many people wearing patriotic clothing and music and fireworks. It was just it's just a great thing to be an American.
It is, and you know, it was very evident down there at the Grand. Everybody was celebrating the 250th, and of course, the Grand put on a grand fireworks show and everything else to celebrate that birthday of our country.
No question.
And I think what warms my heart a little bit about that celebration too was you hear a lot of the people who came from overseas for the World Cup, you know, because the United States, Canada, and Mexico is hosting, and I talked to some yesterday at the Savannah Airport. Who were traveling to Atlanta or to and from Atlanta, whatever. And they all said the same thing. They said, man, we had these preconceived notions of your country that you guys were cold and distant and didn't want anything to do with us foreigners. And they said, we have not found that to be the case at all. We found everybody to be very, very welcoming and generous and supportive.
No question. Well, Coach, congratulations to you. The announcement during the holidays that you're going to be inducted into the American Baseball Coaches Association Hall of Fame. Where were you when you got that news? And I know that has to make you feel awfully proud.
Well, they actually called me last January.
You've known.
Let me know and said that they were going to announce it in July, so just keep it quiet. The only people that really knew were my wife and family and Jack Duggan. As far as I know, not even the coaching staff at Southern Miss. I didn't say anything, and just like they asked me to do. But I was here at the house, and you know, I had a missed call. Of course, if there's not a name attached to the call, I usually don't answer it. I listened to the voicemail, and it was Craig Kylitz, the president of the ABCA, and asking me to give him a call when I got a chance. And, you know, of course, I didn't know what he was calling about. And so I gave him a call, and he had some good news. I said, "What is that?" And of course, he told me that I'd was going in with the 2027 class, and what a great class, too. I mean, there's some really, really good ones, and I'm just proud to be a part of that and part of that organization.
What does that mean to you personally, Coach? I mean, it's such a recognition from your peers of the great career that you've enjoyed.
Well, I feel like I'm no dummy. I know that several people, lots, thousands, have played a part in where I've gotten myself today. And whether it be coaches, whether it be co-players, teammates, the players that have played for me, you know, my time as an assistant, my time as a head coach, the coaches that have coached underneath me. I mean, everybody has certainly played a big, big part in where I am today. And I share it with them. And I mean that wholeheartedly. I really, really do. I share it with the fans. You know, probably the biggest part of my career that would be noted would be at Southern Miss. But, you know, I share it with Meridian Community College, where I was there for 10 years as well. And certainly they need to be applauded for that administration and the resources and the fan base that made that place special, just like Southern Miss. And, you know, everybody plays into success. It isn't just one person. It's not just a couple. It's the whole product. And I think that's certainly I'm a benefit of that.
When and where will you actually be inducted? How does all that take place?
It will take place at the National Convention, and this year it's in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And so it ought to be nice and warm up there, I would think. So we'll go up there, and it's January. I think January 8th is when it is.
So, oh, it'll be balmy up there in January, Coach.
It'll be a little a little brisk, I would think so, coming off that lake for sure. But we're excited about going. My family's excited, and I'm just humbly honored to be going into this elite class. So there's only, I think, the letter that they sent me, there's only been 350 people that have been inducted in this since 1966. And I kind of went through the list of people over the years, and certainly, a lot of these guys that are in this Hall of Fame are people that were clinicians that would speak at clinics when I was cutting my teeth back at Southwest Missouri State, and just trying to soak in every bit of information that I could to better myself. And well, I'm so thankful for those people and for what they were doing for college baseball at the time. And so I'm very honored to go in.
Coach, can you tell us anything about the nominating process and how that took place? Was it a committee? Was it an individual person? What did they share with you?
You know, Kelly, they didn't. I really don't know. I don't know how that all comes about. I would assume there's a committee because everything is committees anymore.
Right.
But I would think there's a committee. I mean, somebody probably had to nominate me. I'm not sure. But you know, they just basically told me that I was going in this 2027 class.
Does it get to be, are you at an age yet, Coach Berry, where I think you're, of course, who isn't younger than me and Bob, but that you just kind of go, ho-hum, another Hall of Fame, leave me alone, let me go fishing?
Oh, no, I mean, it's, you know, I know what you're saying, but
yeah.
It's very special. Every one of them certainly are dear to my heart, and once again, I share with so many. I don't care which one of the Hall of Fames that we talk about. I mean, there's people that have played such significant roles and major roles in my life, and you know, one of those even being my family. And my wife Laura allowing me to do what I love to do, and our children. You know, a lot of people don't understand the sacrifices that families make for their husbands or even wives that are in the coaching profession that they do. I mean, a lot of times I felt like I was spending more time with other people's kids than my own kids.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, you got to have a family that's backing you, and that's what I had at that time, and I still do.
Where do you envision your, and I hesitate to use the word coaching, future, because you are retired, but I know you like to travel and hunt and do things like that. But like Ron Polk, for example, has not coached a team in years, but is still probably just as active behind the scenes in baseball as he's ever been. What about your future, Coach? Have you envisioned that?
You know, I really haven't. You know, I'm there if somebody wants to talk, and there's several times where coaches will call me, and we'll talk through some problems, particularly some ex-players who are now coaches that played underneath me. But you know, Coach Polk's not married. He doesn't have any family. His family's baseball,
right?
And every player and coach that was with him through the years, which is special in its own right. But you know, we enjoy traveling.
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to take advantage of this time to, as one person sent a text the other day, that I'm glad that you're able to smell the roses, and right. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, Coach, congratulations. You know how Kelly and I both feel about you, and it couldn't happen to a finer man, and much congratulations, but we did want to recognize you on our show today.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and thank you for everything that y'all have done during my time and our share of the times that we've shared the shows together.
No question. Thanks, Coach, and have a good week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, you too.
Coach Scott Berry, everybody.
They're getting the laugh last, sending him up to Chicago in January.
Yeah, exactly. This is Hall of Fame Day. Yeah. We're going to have another Hall of Famer next on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Stay with us.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Glad you're with us this afternoon. Bob Getty, Kelly Sander. We're in the Southern Bank Core Studio here. Opening segment of the show was sponsored, as it is every day, by our wonderful friends at Movie Star Restaurant, where you go for the best buffets anywhere in the Pine Belt. They've been serving them up for 25 years. And they'll keep serving up that delicious food each and every day, 6 days a week, Movie Star Restaurant.
And did they go back yesterday or today? Because I know the 4th of July
today.
Holiday.
They're back today.
Today's first
they
day.
Reopened today. I'm glad you brought that up. They took a little break for the 4th of July. We're going to catch up with William Carey, Coach Bobby Hallford here in just a few minutes. A little bit of a kind of a situation here where we got to give him a few minutes to get in an area he can sit down and talk to us, but we'll bring him on here very soon. I want to thank Scott Berry, and again remind you that he has just been announced that he's going to be the newest member of the American Baseball Coaches Association Hall of Fame. And there was some other baseball news while you and I were, Kelly, and I just think it's just amazing. Graydon Harris becomes the third Golden Eagle baseball player to make Team USA and represent our country in international competition that is about to get underway. It's unfortunately not able to get Graydon on the show or the other two kids that went to the tryouts, but it was an amazing feat for Golden Eagle baseball that all three weekend pitchers were invited to the tryouts, and now one of your three guys is going to be a starter for Team USA.
We say that it's amazing, but really when you step back and look at it, I would say not unexpected. Mm-hmm. You know, because I think sometimes we as Southern Miss fans kind of have a little brother syndrome that other schools try to shed upon us. And when we keep hearing that story, we start kind of drinking that Kool-Aid ourselves. But when it comes particularly to baseball, this program really doesn't take a backseat to many schools, if any.
No.
And this is the expectation, right? It's certainly noteworthy, right. But it should be the expectation.
Right.
That the guys are going to be this good every year, mm-hmm. that there is that opportunity for them every year, and that some of the guys make the team. Yeah.
What a great experience for all three pitchers that got to go to the tryouts, and now this incredible journey that Graydon Harris is fixing to go on. It just says so much, like you say, I mean, it just says so much about the baseball program.
And now the pressure's already on for the incoming class, because it's like as good as this year's team was, you don't think it can be any better. But then when you look at the returning people coming back, who Southern Miss was able to keep, and then some of the incoming freshmen who haven't seen them on the field yet, but I've seen them in street clothes, And they're big youngins.
Yeah. As it was so adequately described to us not too long ago, that after the regionals, the whole community went through the seven stages of grief. And now that we've worked our way through those seven stages and we've even passed the acceptance stage, you find yourself already looking forward to next year.
Well, it's baseball is just, I mean, that's the ticket that everybody wants, right? And hopefully the football program and basketball program. But the basketball program in and of itself, when you look at the rest of the Sun Belt, the basketball program isn't as unhealthy as some people might be led to believe.
No, I'm pretty optimistic, actually.
Yeah, I think it was more the Reed Green, the ever process of renovating Reed Green Coliseum. And I know this is not McDonald's. You don't drive up to the window and say, hey, get me a, you know, $20 million improvement on the Coliseum and I want it done by tomorrow. But I think that's been part of the problem with the basketball program. But as we talked about last week, and as we'll talk with Keith Gill, the commissioner of the Sun Belt Conference, a week from Wednesday, which is when Media Day will be staged in New Orleans, that's going to be something that Keith Gill is going to be asked about, is the reporting that Heath did last week, Keith Hinton, about the basketball coaches, some of them not going to the meetings because they said that their ideas are not listened to anyway, so why waste their time? That certainly doesn't sound like a healthy relationship.
All right, I want to continue real briefly our conversation about the 4th of July weekend. You were in Georgia. You described to me the scene you saw. I was in Alabama largely and kind of described to you, but I didn't say this on the air. We went to a 4th of July celebration the night before the 4th in Helena, Alabama. Beautiful little old town, Helena. Great band playing, huge crowd, massive fireworks showed. Of course, they were playing Sweet Home Alabama while they were shooting the fireworks, understandable. It was perfect. It was perfect. It just filled my heart to see so many Americans, black Americans, white Americans. It didn't matter. Everybody was wearing red, white, and blue. Everyone was celebrating their wonderful country. And then you go back, and then I saw the same thing at Rocket City. We went over there on the 4th of July and spent the 4th of July.
And that's in Huntsville.
In Huntsville, Alabama, which was just amazing. All that NASA stuff fascinates me to this day. And I saw it in Petal. You just described to me what you saw in Georgia. And then I come home, and I start perusing the media, and it's like, well, where was I? Because this country of division and people not celebrating and African-Americans not wanting, what are you talking about? I didn't see anything like that.
I agree wholeheartedly. It's I saw an interview over the weekend with Benjamin Netanyahu, who was the prime minister of Israel, and he admitted that popularity for Israel is going down in this country. Popularity of our own country is going down in this country.
It's so sad.
And he attributed a lot of it to TikTok. He said foreign governments have figured out now if you put out this propaganda on TikTok and social media and people start consuming it, they start believing it, that Israel should not be trusted, Israel shouldn't be funded, the United States is not a great place, you all are being sold a bill of goods. And I think there's a lot of credence to that the polling indicates that as soon as TikTok and some of these other social media platforms got into the United States and kids, particularly the 20 to 30 somethings, started consuming it, the popularity for Israel and their own country, the United States, started to go down.
Well, I saw Americans, and that's what they were. They're Americans. It doesn't matter what your race is. You are an American. And it was heartwarming to see it, and I was really glad that I could be a small part of something.
Bob, it wasn't just heartwarming;
it was real warming.
It was warming everywhere.
It's pretty hot in Alabama in July. Let me tell you. Now, Kelly, I got to make a confession. I'm a little embarrassed about this, but I'm going to go ahead and confess it to you. I made a lot of fun of you over the last week or two when you told me, you know, Bob, I've been watching that World Cup soccer, and I kind of like it. And I'm going, oh, Kelly, for God's sake. I harassed you pretty hard, didn't I?
Yes, you did, but I understand.
Okay, but my son-in-law, Christopher Heath, Helena, Alabama, big soccer fan. Now, he's a Southern Miss kid. He's a Southern Miss fan, but he went to the exhibition match at Auburn. I mean, he's just preached this to me for years about you just don't know what you're missing. So I sat down and I watched England and Mexico. And I got to tell you, man, it was pretty daggum exciting.
Well, that particular game, you
that
picked a good one.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah, that was.
I got to tell you. And then I think I'm a jinx because then I got all enthusiastic. And I'm going to watch America. I'm going to watch America. So my grandchildren and I sat down last night. I don't know if they've ever watched a soccer game. And we cheered and hollered, and we were so excited watching America. And because I got on the bandwagon, we got our butts kicked.
They crapped the bed, didn't they?
It's kind of like when I, you know, when the Redskins got dissolved and I said, I'm going to become a Saints fan, and Luke Johnson begged me not to. And they hadn't won five games since then. So.
Well, that would explain why Southern Miss wanted to put you on the payroll to stay away.
I think you could be right.
Teams that you cheer for. I have a knack for that as well, you know.
But, you know, those guys were extraordinarily athletic. The Mexico-England game was tremendous.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Mexico to get to play on their home field.
Yeah.
I just, regardless of what it is, and I used the Indianapolis 500 again, the Kentucky Derby, any of these big events, when whatever it is, whether it's an animal, an automobile, or a human being, when it's the best there is, when it's the best horse in the world, American Pharoah or Secretariat or Seattle Slough or whoever it was at the time, or it was, you know, Shank Meyer racing in Indianapolis, or the, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi and all the rest of them. When you see the best of something, you can't help but be impressed in some way, shape, or form. And to think, just to see the way that, you know, those guys run on average, Bob, 7.5 miles a game.
Yeah, they got to be in shape. There's a little question about that.
I don't think at my age I'm driving 7.5 miles
well,
a day.
That tires me out. Yeah. No, it's quite exciting. It's unfortunate the U.S. got beat last night. But, again, my son-in-law, who knows way more about it than me, predicted it. And he said, you know, people
we're
need
good,
to keep
but
their expectations realistic. The USA is very good at soccer, but teams like Belgium are world-class soccer players, and you could tell that last night.
And now all three of the host teams, Canada, they got eliminated over the weekend. Mexico got eliminated. Now U.S. got eliminated. So I'll be interested to see how much U.S. interest will continue as we get into the last week or so.
And you can understand when you watch a match why they call it football over there, can't you? Because everything's with your feet.
And I'll tell you something else. As a person who has studied the art of play-by-play and sports broadcasting, the Brits, when they do a soccer, it is the best there is. They're less is more, particularly when you have the power of the picture. Mm-hmm. The Brits are so good when it comes to soccer play-by-play.
I've come around a little bit about soccer.
Good. So. But the only problem is we got another 4 years to wait, Bob, and it's your age.
It's dicey. Very much it's dicey.
Me too.
All right, Bobby Hoffer's going to join us. Got a lot to talk with him about. Stay with us.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, Eagle Tire West sponsored that last segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. That's where you go for Goodyear and other major brand tires. Full auto and truck service work. They're located out on Highway 98 West next to Smith Motor Company. Family operated since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. This segment sponsored by DBAT. They are on Hardy Street. Luke Reynolds manages that outfit. It is a great place to go for summer camps. Take your kids down there. Let them get in the batting cages. Take a tour through the pro shop. Find some instruction if you're an adult athlete like Kelly. And they've really helped your pickleball game a lot, haven't they, Kelly?
Well, adult. You got that half right. I am an adult. Athlete.
Yes, Kelly is an adult.
Not so much.
And he does eat pickles. But other than that, there's really not much to do.
And it's air conditioned at DBAT.
Correct, that's right. Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs are gorgeous. They're all at Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Okay, one of the great things that I've been able to do, Kelly, you're aware of this, since I stepped aside at the end of the year as the Supertalk manager out in this area, is I started a podcast called Legends, and I've just talked to some of the greatest sports legends in Mississippi history. I'm going to release one Thursday that I think is one of the very best ones I've done, and that's with our next guest, William Carey, head baseball coach Bobby Hallford. We'll be releasing that Thursday. It's on Spotify, it's on Apple, and now on YouTube. And Coach Hallford, in a state rich with baseball excellence, is the winningest all-time collegiate baseball coach in the history of Mississippi. And one thing I found out is that Coach Hallford is very, very humble about that, and he sort of played that off. I asked him to come on the show today, and I would encourage you to listen to the podcast when it's released Thursday. It's a really in-depth interview. And Coach, thank you for coming on today. And I wanted to preview the interview because I just thought it was so good, and I appreciated you doing it so much. And you are very, very humble, sir, about being the winningest baseball coach in collegiate history in a state that probably is as rich with baseball history as any state in the country.
Well, I appreciate that. I've been real blessed to be in a situation where baseball has been very important and an institution that has supported baseball throughout the years. And, of course, Hattiesburg being such a really hotbed of baseball talent, of course, South Mississippi and the whole state of Mississippi. It's made it easier.
Well, as a man that is at and remains at the very top of your game, when you look at collegiate baseball now from 30,000 feet, what do you think about the health of college baseball, Coach Hallford?
Well, it's a big transition. For basically professional sports has gotten into the mix, so to speak, because the athletes today are basically looking for the best deal. And each team is trying to put the best team they possibly can. And it's basically the Los Angeles Dodgers, the New York Yankees, all the big players. And it's happening again. It's happening in college sports that these kids are being offered, unbelievable deals to take their talents to the different universities and colleges. And I think what's lost out of it is that, there's a fit for everybody, and there's kids that go to different places that, if you're going just for the money, just for the notoriety, you're probably missing a boat. And I know it's easy to say, coming from our situation where, the culture that you try to develop and just those relationships and, you're trying to make these kids aware that, it's not bigger is not always better.
Coach Hallford, you've won almost 1,400 games in your career. There are a lot of other NAIA schools in the headlines here in the last couple of months, making jumps to NCAA Division II, making jumps to other conferences. And I know that that William Carey throughout the years has kind of batted that ball back and forth about, going to the NCAA Division II, Division III, what have you. Do you have any strong feelings one way or the other about where you are as compared to maybe making a jump to the NCAA, considering that some of your rivals are doing that?
Well, I think the biggest thing that being involved in it as long as I have, and I think it's just the information that's out there that most people don't understand, that the NAIA is very similar to Division II because it's about the same size schools in a lot of cases, and it's some of the same teams that we've played over the years that were members of our conference and that type thing. I think that the thing that's lost is the NAIA has done a really good job with playoffs as far as giving teams the opportunities, like maybe in Division II, you're kind of locked into a region, and you might be the strongest region in the country, and you're just beating each other up, and you're playing the same teams day, not only in conference play, but also in regional play. And then you're going to a kingpin, which is usually Tampa, a team like that in the Southeast. And it's a different qualification situation. And I think in the NAIA, it's more fair across the board, and you're basically not letting the best teams in the country beat each other up. It would be like Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and all the SEC schools, some of the places they had to go this year for regionals and super regionals. You're duplicating it a lot of times, and I think that's the one good thing that we're doing that I think over the years has kind of set us apart. But just the natural rivals, I think that's the thing we miss. I think that we miss out on playing teams that are in, let's say Division II, that we used to play home and home, which was close, which was as far as travel and that type thing, and also being able to draw interest and also draw a crowd. And I think that's the thing that I see that's a negative, and that's the thing that I think down the road we have to look at.
So both pluses and minuses. So no strong feeling either way as to stay put or make the move.
Well, you know, it'd be hard for me to say right now because I think down the road with the NCAA, what they're doing at the highest level is going to impact everybody. And I think until all of that settles, and I don't know what the answer is, I don't think that you'll have a clear vision of what, you know, each university or college needs to do. But I do miss the natural rivals. I miss the Delta States, and I miss, you know, playing those people home and home. And we're able to play Spring Hill College this year home and home for the first time in a long time. And, of course, they're Division II now. And, of course, Loyola, one of our big rivals, they're moving to the Gulf South next year. So a lot of the teams that we played are Division I now and doing real well. Dallas Baptist, Grand Canyon, those type teams. And so, you know, I think that down the road with the university as big as we are now and as much progress as we're making, I think down the road we'd probably be inevitable.
You know, and it'll come out in the interview that we released Thursday, but I think, Coach, people are going to be a little surprised when they learn about some of the schools that through your career William Carey has competed with, and it includes the likes of Mississippi State.
Oh, yeah. And that's something that we miss. I mean, you know, and this is what I see all the time at the level that we're playing at. You know, there's not a big difference many times against the top teams in our division and some of the other teams that are, you know, what we call the mid-majors in Division One. And in baseball, I mean, it depends on the guys on the mound. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest thing that I'm seeing. I'm seeing a lot of what I call good college players that are position players that, you know, it's not a lot of difference sometimes between the small college kids sometimes and those Division I players. But there is a big, you know, emphasis on the arms, and the pitching has gotten so good. And you sit in the major leagues that, you know, if a guy hits 300 a day, they're really doing something. So, you know, the pitchers have just really gotten better. The velocity, just the training year-round, just the whole gamut of trying to improve as a pitcher, and those guys are at a premium right now at the highest level, and these schools will pay dearly to get these, you know, top arms.
As a gentleman that's been doing this for so long, do you find it maybe a little distasteful what you just said, that they'll pay premium dollars to get that talent? Does that bother you, Coach Hofford?
Yeah, it does, but it's life. I mean, you know, it's just the American way. I mean, we're trying to do, you know, I'm watching the different sports and that type thing, and, you know, I can say it's out of hand, but at the same time, we're part of it. And I think that over the years, I've had to adjust year to year. You know, each year you basically are trying to put a team together. It's much like putting a minor league team together. I mean, you don't look long-term. You don't look like, well, we're building this club from – you know, these different kids that are going to be with us for 4 years and that type thing. We're taking it year by year, and that's something that I've been able to do and something that I've, you know, in the last few years, it's what we do and it's how we survive. And I think that it's just part of the process. I think you have to make adjustments. I think you have to change sometimes in your philosophy, you know, as far as the, you know, what type of team. Like this year, our team didn't have the power that we had the year before. We were like doubling the number of home runs, but we were able to adjust. We were able to, you know, to manipulate a little bit and be able to score runs, but we didn't score runs in bunches. But we had a team that would always come back. We had a team that was never out of games and that type of thing. We also had a team that could run. We had a team that had a lot of speed, and so that's something that I've known for years. And I've known that you have to have a balance and you have to have a team that can do both.
Well, Coach, I sure appreciate you coming on the Eagle Hour today, and I really appreciate you sitting down with me for the Legends interview. And I look forward to releasing that Thursday, and I think lots of people are going to really enjoy that in-depth conversation that you and I had.
Well, I really appreciate it. I appreciate the job you and Kelly have been doing for years with this, and it's just a pleasure to, you know, talk to you guys about sports and baseball in general. And then, it's just been an honor to do this.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much. Coach Bobby Hofford, everybody. William Carey, that interview is releasing Thursday. Spotify, Apple, and YouTube, and it is an interesting conversation.
People ask about when he's going to retire. I actually have the answer to that on the other side of the break.
Right, we'll be right back. Super Talk Eagle Hour is rolling along post 4th of July.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
You know, two of the nicest people on the planet, you'll find them at Jewel Masters. That is Marty and Cindy Vick. And we would strongly urge you that if you have any old coins or perhaps gold or silver jewelry that you're not going to use anymore and you want to turn it into cash, that's where you need to take it. They specialize in that now, as well as custom-made jewelry at Jewel Masters. But Marty's always been, you know, the guy that knew the most about gold and silver value since he opened his business years ago back in the mall. And today he is still the guy you go to because it's confidential, it's fast, and you'll never get more money than when you go to Jewel Masters with your old gold and silver. And if you're looking for a place to cater your next event, there's really only one choice there. That would be Dickie's Barbecue Pit. They do a fabulous job. For that, I'm sure a lot of people took advantage of that during the 4th of July, Kelly, and what's better on the 4th of July than barbecue? Now, you did say that you knew when Coach Holford was going to retire.
Yes, and I'm sure Bobby Holford is probably listening to this going, I wonder what he's going to say. Well, to back up, you know, Steve Knight, the longtime basketball coach at William Carey, I think just retired after 42 seasons or however long it was. Well, he and Coach Holford were – they pretty much took the reins of their respective programs at about the same time. And I asked Coach Holford, I don't know, it's probably been 5 years or so ago. I said, so a guy that's won all these games and has all these years in the system and so on, I said, when are you going to give it up, Coach Holford? He said, never. I said, never? He said, yeah, because if I quit, Miss Kathy's got a honey-do list about 8 feet long at the house. If I quit, I'm going to have to go home and do all this stuff.
Right.
He said, I'd rather be here coaching baseball.
Right. Well, that's why I'm still doing this and a podcast, because my wife had no interest at all in me being around the house every day, all day.
Yeah, there's something about staying together, about being apart, which helps keep you together. Talking in circles there. But
you've known Coach Holford a long time. I want you to put in perspective how remarkable what he has done really is, Kelly.
Well, first of all, longevity, right? Consistency, I think, is the word that comes to mind with me. And you talked about him being humble, but remember, and I don't mean this at all as a slap to Southern Miss. It's just the circumstances. Carey has always kind of lived in the shadow,
of course,
you know, of Southern Miss. But now that Carey is growing by leaps and bounds, and all the buildings that they've done, Carey is really now grabbing some of that spotlight. But when you're used to living not in that spotlight, you kind of get used to it. So you don't think that you're any big thing. You just want to, you know, do your job and go on and be successful. And that's what they've done. You look at that whole athletic department at William Carey. I mean, Tracy English, the athletic director now, he was the women's basketball coach for years and years. Now he's the AD. Holford's been there forever. Steve Knight was there forever. Jeff Mixon, the golf coach, has been there forever. Danny Owens was the soccer coach until he took the post at Southern Miss, which will actually be the first sport to get underway for the academic 26-27 school year. So consistency has been, I mean, the William Carey Athletic Department's been a model of consistency, and I think this past year they won the 10th in a row Commissioner's Cup for overall success in all their programs.
Well, people may be real surprised if they tune into that interview what his reaction was when I brought up the date that he surpassed Ron Polk, of all people, as the winningest baseball coach in Mississippi history. It's not going to be his reaction will not be what most people would have expected, I think.
I'll bet he didn't even know when he passed Ron Polk or whatever.
He's pretty humble.
Well, yeah, we'll have to.
And, you know, and then you think about it, you got Scott Berry, who was on the show earlier. He lives in Hattiesburg. Hill Denson's already in that National Coaches Hall of Fame. I'm sure he's reminded Scott of that he was already in it.
I wonder if he got his bobblehead.
I'm pretty sure. So three remarkable baseball coaches live right here and within 10 miles of each other.
Speaking of remarkable coaches, tomorrow on the program, we're going to have on the program another coach that you might not know was a coach, and that's Dennis McNellis.
Now, that's a familiar last name.
Yes, of course. Joy Lee McNellis is the late, great Joy Lee McNellis, her husband, who coached at Clemson and had quite a coaching career of his own. We're going to talk with him at length tomorrow on the program about how he and Joy Lee actually met and how their coaching circles kind of intertwined and how much actual coaching shop they got to do, talking shop as far as athletics go. I'm really looking forward to Dennis McNellis's conversation tomorrow.
You be sure to tell him what I relayed to you today about the conversation she had with me about their dating. It was hilarious.
His persistence, shall we say.
His persistence.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go out with you.
Well, look, that's something I can relate to, too. You know, I don't want to harass you. But
I miss her, Kelly. Yeah. I'll tell you what, man.
Yeah.
She was just such a friend to me and you. We had so much fun with her on the show. We used to laugh and say if you got her and Hill on the show at the same time, you could put it on the air. We could go back to the break room and have lunch and then come back at 2 o'clock. And,
they'd still be talking. If you put Jay Ladner in there, we could go for the rest of the day. Yeah, we could come back at dinner.
Yeah, those three. Yeah. We could do a day-long broadcast.
For sure.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, well, I'm going to be back out for a few days. My grandbabies are here, and Kelly's going to hold the fort down for us. And you got a lot of good guests lined up all week, you were telling me.
Yeah, we got Gene Smith, former football coach, former assistant coach at Southern Miss. We've got the next week, the radio voice of the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs.
Newest member of the Sun.
And they said they got a little something for Southern Miss coming back into the league. So
something tells me they do. Yeah, another thing I'm anticipating is going to be, you just thought Troy baseball was cocky.
Lots more to come this week on the Eagle Hour.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Southern Miss.
To the top. Into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.